Okay, so we're going to start as we said we would. We're going to start talking a little bit about brachas. We wanted to talk about brachas. We started talking about brachas, and if we begin talking about brachas, and brachas in these days, so this is the way we're gonna keep ourselves safe and healthy from all the dangers around. So says David HaMelech. So it's very hard. We want to know what the word baruch means. What is it? Baruch after Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam. We say so many times a day. We try to say it 100 times a day. What does it mean? What let's translate the words. So the word baruch, you know, in art school, I think we would use the word blessed. What does blessed mean? You know, just blessed. You know, Hashem. We're coming to say Hashem is blessed. Hashem needs our blessing. You don't have to bless Hashem. That's not necessary. So there's different pshatim in what the pshat in blessed. We're as if we're blessing Hashem. We're not blessing Hashem. So the simple translation means that we're coming to say that Hashem is the makar habracha. What does it mean? Hashem is the makar habracha. The word baruch means is that we're understanding that everything that we can get from anything that we can get is all coming from Hashem. That's what we say when we say the word baruch. Baruch means blessed. Hashem is blessed. If we realize Hashem is blessed, then only afterwards can we go ahead and say, and we can say that, okay, Hashem is blessed, and therefore we're willing to ask Him for anything that we need because we realize that Hashem is blessed. So that would be the understanding of the word baruch. However, there are different understandings. Chaim Volozhin says that in a certain way that when we say the word baruch, we're sort of adding. The word baruch means riboy. We're adding a lot on. We're adding to Hashem. That there's a sort of whatever we're talking about. Hashem wants us to recognize. When we recognize that He is everything, so then all, it becomes bigger in the world above. And if it becomes bigger in the world above, then all of a sudden it comes down to us. And it comes down not only to us, it comes down to the whole Klal Yisrael. So that's baruch means adding. And so by us making a bracha, we're adding that thing that we're talking about. If we're talking about HaKol Nibedvara, that Hashem created, adding when we make the bracha. And that's, I guess there's a bunch of different pshat. And that's one pshat. There's another pshat. There's another pshat that the Malbim says that we're just praising. It's our job to praise Hashem. When we praise Hashem, after we praise Hashem, then we have the right to ask. It's a little different than we said before. But then the next thing is one more thing. We'll talk about the word atah. We say baruch atah. We're saying it's very interesting. Most times we don't talk directly to Hashem. We're saying atah is like anytime we make a bracha, as we said 100 times a day, we're just standing in front of Him, talking face to face. Nevi'im didn't get a chance to talk to Hashem. Hashem like came to them when they were sleeping and told them whatever they told them. But when we're making a bracha every single time before you want to eat something, we have to recognize Hashem. Hashem's standing right in front of us. We have the ability to change the way Hashem runs His world by just saying you baruch atah. Hashem is blessed, and we realize that we're talking straight to Him, and only afterwards then we're ready to recognize His name. And Mr. Hashem, next time we'll talk a little bit the name of Hashem. Now, as we like to do, we're gonna learn Harius. We started yesterday. It was yesterday. We started Harius yesterday. I'm gonna try to get. Oh, trying to figure out how to get. I got it last time. Oh, here we go. I got it. Okay, here's my. Let's see. Here we go. Okay, you guys got it. If you have it, that the Gemara Harius over here. I sent it to you, but this is the Gemara Harius. We started the first Amar and Harius. Let me back up a little bit, just tell you a little bit what's going on, and then we'll try to learn. We'll try to go right into the Gemara. Basically, the Mishnah says that if Bezdin makes a psak halacha, that's a mistake. they paskin, and it's a mistake. So if people act accordingly, so then they were over an avera. But the halacha is that if there's roiv of Klal Yisrael make that mistake, so Bezdin has to bring a carbon, and the carbon is called a par helm davar. That's the carbon that they bring. Now the halacha is. Now the halacha is that if not rov do that vera, if only some people do that vera, so then Bezin doesn't have to bring a carbon, but as we'll see on the Gemara Nama Beis, that the guy himself who does that vera, since he depended on Bezin, he also doesn't have to bring a carbon. So it comes out in this situation, the maskana, the Gemara Nama Beis, that no one has to bring a carbon. So now we're going to try to learn the Gemara Vayta. The Gemara is, we're going to start in the middle of Beis Amud Aleph and Harius. We're talking about the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. I don't know if you see exactly where I'm up to, but I'm pointing on my page. A Yachid went, and this Yachid did b'shogeg according to what Bezin said. In other words, they did an avera, they did b'shogeg because of what Bezin said, and that's why they did it. Says the Gemara, v'nisni, back to my v'nisni v'asa al pihem. Let it just say he did according to them. Why did it have to say it was b'shogeg? Of course it was b'shogeg. They did according to what Bezin said, so it has to be a shogeg. Shogeg lamali. Why do we have to say that they did a b'shogeg? Have been b'shogeg. Answers the Gemara. Amar Rava. Shogeg. The reason why it adds the word shogeg la'asuyeg to include the following case. Cases hayru Bezin. The case would be as follows. Hayru Bezin. Bezin paskin shechelev mutter. Now remember, there's two parts of the animal. One part you're allowed to eat, and part you're not allowed to eat. Chelev, you're not allowed to eat. It's a lav in the Torah. So if someone eats chelev, shuman, you're allowed to eat. Chelev is aser, but Bezin paskin, it's mutter. Now that's wrong. And if you listen to Bezin, Bezin's gonna get messed up. But because you're listening to Bezin and doing an avera. But what happens over here is Bezin paskin chelev is mutter. Vinis chalav le chelev b'shuman. He wanted to eat a shuman, but instead he ate chelev. It wasn't because of Bezin. He knew Bezin paskin that way, but he did it because he made a mistake. Now that's a regular shegig, and normally you would have to bring a carbon for that. V'achlo, and then he ate it, potter, he's still potter. So in other words, when it says the word shegig, it's coming to add that case. It doesn't have to say the word shegig. So when it says shegig, it's coming to add the case. Says the Gemara, Al Pihem. What is the word? It says, us who shogeg Al Pihem. Two things. It says shogeg and Al Pihem. What do we learn from Al Pihem? To let you know that if you did it because of what they said, and the other one is did it because Vika da Amri. So that's one shot that Rava says. V'ikad Ami, the others that say that Rava says a little bit different. V'ikad Ami, Amar Rava, Shoygeg al pihem hu depater. No, it's not two things together. It's only one thing. Shoygeg al pihem. If it's both of those things, Shoygeg and al pihem hu depater. That's when he pater. Avol nischalaf lechelev v'shum. In our case, that nischalaf lechelev v'shum. He mixed up chelev v'shum with achon ir. Chayev is still chayev. So basically our Gemara says there's two options. Either you're chayav or you're pater. And we made a diyak both ways in the Mishnah, and there are two Lashanis in the Gemara, whatever holds. Either you're chayav or you're pater. Now the Gemara continues. Milsa de pshita le Rava, something that is really pashut to Rava. Rami Bar Chama had this shaila again. Rami Bar Chama had the shaila, and the Gemara is going to explain the shaila a little different, a little more, that we can understand what the shaila is. The boy Rami Bar Chama had a shaila, and he asked the fellow, "Haru Bezin? Bezin had a psah. Haru Bezin shechelav mutter. Bezin pasal chelav mutter." Vinis chalaf lebeshuman arkeis v'achlu and he ate it. Mahu, what's the din? So Amar Rava, Rava says Tashma. Listen, let's bring a raya. It says Halach Yachid. This is our Mishnah. Halach Yachid. This is our Rava, and it says Halach Halach Yachid. Yachid went. And he went it, and he did a shagig according to what they said. So what's the halacha? Shagig al piyam lamali to say of hayu bezin shechelev mutter bezin paskin achelev is mutter. Our case that he made a mistake for achul pater and it's mashen's pater. So we should have a raya that is going to be putter. And that's the first side of what we said in Rava 2. Answer the Gemara, no. Dilma shoygeg alpiyam with a putter. Maybe it just means one long sentence. Shoygeg alpiyam is putter. Okay, so basically the Gemara says there's a and the Gemara knocked off the raya. And now we're going to do the exact opposite. Ika da amri amar Rava. Rava says the opposite. It depends that Toshma, halach yachad va'asa shogeg al p'yam. It says the word shogeg al p'yam, so we want it to be a raya, but over here we're going to say it's the opposite raya. And the Gemara say, my love isn't the case that shogeg al p'yam with the putter, that the only way you putter is shogeg where it wasn't because of them, because he just made a mistake. Avon nischav. Just like any other time, it should be chayev. So the Gemara says, no, you have no right either way. Every time the Gemara brings a raya, the Gemara switches and says, no, maybe there's no raya. Maybe it's either shegek or alpiyam. Okay, so basically, right now, just to sum up what we had now, Rav, there was two lashanis in Rava. What would be the din in this case where he mixed it up? What's the din? Those are the two shailas. And the Gemara said that Rabbi Chama had a shaila, and then the Rava bring a raya, or the Rava give a, or the Rava try to slug it up, and nothing was a proof. We had no proof. Now the Gemara continues, and this same machlekes is biplukta, is a similar machlekes that we see somewhere else. The same type of machlekes, and it's almost the same thing, but with a reason. And it says, Haru Bezin, Bezin made a psach, Shachelev Mutter, that Chelev is Mutter. And again, we know, Bezin is not allowed to paskin that Chelev is Mutter. Bezin, but anyways, Bezin did paskin that Chelev is Mutter. Bezin paskin Shachelev Mutter, Vinis Chalef. Loy chelev and shuman, and then the guy switched chelev and shuman. Achron he ate it. So over here, it's not rav anymore. It's not a raya for the Mishnah. It's a machlekes with names. It's Rav Omar Potter. Rav says you're Potter. Rav Yochanan Omar Chayev. Rav Isve, a new kasha. We didn't have this kasha yet. May Isve, May Am Haaretz. The pasuk says May Am Haaretz. This is the pasuk. If you see the chumash, it says this is the pasuk that says that you're chayev normally in a karma chatas. You're chayev in a karma chatas, and over here we're discussing are you chayev in a karma chatas when you ate this chalev. Prat is coming to exclude a mumar. Mumar is someone that doesn't believe in Hashem. He did it on purpose. He did that very on purpose, and he doesn't care. So who's chayev in a karma chatas? Someone who does it by mistake. Well, let's say he did it by mistake, but he's a mumer, and he does all kinds of affairs anyways. He's not going to be chayiv in a karma chatas. Reb Shimon ben Yosi Omer, Mishum Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Yosi says the name of Shimon, ain't a tzarech. You don't need a pasuk to say that a mumer is not chayiv in a karma. Why? Because Harehu Omer, it says, Asher loy se'asena b'shkaga. The pasuk says, Asher loy te'asena b'shkaga. Be b'shogeg. V'ashem, you didn't aver because it was b'shogeg. Oy hoida, or you know about it. And with the Gemara person that's going to be chayev is someone who's hoida. Now he knows that it's aser. Before he didn't know, but now he knows it's aser. And we learn from there. Hashav miyadi asoy Maybe carbon al shigigasa. What happened is you made, did an avera, you made a mistake. You didn't know if it was mutter, didn't know if it was aser. And then now you know that you did an avera and you feel bad about it. So you're shove midiasa. You went back from knowing. Now you know what's right. Maybe carbon, he brings a carbon al shigasa on his mistake. Lo yishove midiasa. But someone who did not change where he from his knowledge. In other words, his lack of knowledge. Before he didn't know, and now he doesn't know. Then the lochas ainam every carbon. He doesn't bring a carbon. Al shegasa because of a mistake. Frek the Gemara v'im isa. And if you want to say over here, haloi shav mi diasa. He never was chayzer. Why was he never chayzer? Because bezdin, because bezdin paskin. So he never changed what he wanted. Or also a mumer, I'm sorry. A mumer never was chayzer. He doesn't care. He doesn't care about Hashem. He doesn't care about Avera. He made a mistake, but he doesn't care. Therefore, you don't need a pasuk to say a mumer is pater. Because even when he realized he made a mistake, he doesn't care. So Amar of Papa. So Papa says, so what do you need a pasuk for? Because Savar of Yochanan holds as follows. Kivan d'chi misyadaluhu lebeidina. Over here in this case, what happens when Bezdin changes their psak, hadri bahu, then he will go back. Bezin will go back. Bahu nami hadar bay, and he's also going to go back. So therefore, shav mi diasa karina bay. Therefore, he's called shav mi. Here, we're trying to bring a raya, to someone who made a mistake, but also depended on Bezin. Over here, he made a mistake, and Bezin also paskin. So what's going to happen when he finds out he made a mistake? He doesn't care because Bezin is in the same. Bezin holds his mutter, so therefore he shouldn't have to be in karmachatas. How could you say he has to be in karmachatas? He can't have to be in karmachatas because even when he finds out that he made a mistake, he's not going to feel bad because Bezin paskin his mutter. The answer is the Gemara, but over here, since when Bezin finds out. They're gonna change their mind, and when he changes his mind, so therefore he's gonna feel bad. So the machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is that considered someone who shav mi diasa, someone who goes back and now is gonna be chayav. Rav says. Moider Rav. Rav, who said before, that even though normally, even though you're pasuk, so you did it because of Bezin, therefore you don't have to bring a carbon. So you don't have to bring a carbon, and therefore you're considered someone who's dependent on Bezin. But now let's say there was exactly half of Klal Yisrael that listened to Bezin. And they ate this chalev. And you, by mistake, ate the chalev. So both of you, all, so you're putter and they're putter. Now, do you count as rov Klal Yisrael? What's the difference if you rov Klal Yisrael? Because if you rov Klal Yisrael, so Bezin has to bring a carbon. So in this situation where half of Klal Yisrael ate chalev because of Bezin, one person ate because of a mistake. So he's pater and they're pater. But says Rava, the moider Rav is moider, she'enei mashlin l'roiv tzibur. You still don't add, you don't count to be roiv tzibur. Mark says the word bishkaga, that you have to have done this by mistake. And kulam bishkaga achas, everybody has to be the same type of shoygei. And over here, there's two types of shaggy. One shaggy is because I made a simple mistake. And the other shaggy is because the rest of Klai Yisrael, they listen to Bezin. So therefore, Enachanami, both of you are part of them, all doing the same thing. I just want to, the next Gemara, just to turn the page, is a very short Gemara. I just want to maybe finish that. The Gemara continues on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Bein she'asu v'asimon." The Mishnah gives a few cases, three cases. Whether I could just look Mishnah for a second. The Mishnah gives three cases that whether Bein she'asu va'asima, when Bezin did it and you did it also with Bezin, whether Bezin did it va'asa achreim and you did it afterwards, Bezin didn't even do it and you did it, you're chayev. Why are you chayev? Because you did it because of Bezin. And therefore, I'm sorry, you're potter. You don't have to be a karm because you did it because of Bezin. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Now, just know the second part of the Mishnah is the same type of thing. And it says those same three cases. But if you didn't do it because of the Bezin, because you knew Bezin was wrong, then in all those cases, you're going to be chayev. That's the Mishnah. So then says the Gemara, why do you need all three cases? Just say one din. That's it. Why do we need to say all these three? So we're asking both in the Reisha, why Bishleim, I understand Reisha, the beginning, the first case, as in your putter. But if Bezin did it and then you did it, not together, you're also putter. And not only that, even if Bezin didn't do it at all, but since you did it because of Bezin, you're also putter. So loizu aftu katani. It says there's a concept of not only this, also that. Bezin saying where the Mishnah saying it berachish. Ella seifa will come to say when you're chayev, dilichiyuva is come to say you're chayev. Ipchama bayale. It should have switched around the whole Mishnah if you want to say the bigger chiddush. Wait, one second. Oh no, we're trying to get there. Still not getting there. Resources. Oh, not there. Yeah. One second. Home tools. I might not get there. Okay, I don't know if I can do this. I'm just going to read you the Gemara. It's a draft of Gemara. I'm going to read the Gemara. For my Gemara, it's like five words. Answer to Gemara, no. Zu ve'ein sarach lam zu katani. In this situation, we'll come to say the reason we switch it around. We'll come to say zu ve'ein sarach lam zu katani. We're coming to say that all the chiddush, you know, it's not all these things are sometimes. So what was the Gemara's kasha? We knew sometimes we say so. I feel before I should explain that. Even though sometimes the Gemara says lo zu avzu, and sometimes the Gemara says zu ve'en sarach lam zu, but the Gemara in Mishnah with the same case that we will be able to do that. Therefore, the Gemara asks, okay, I understand. Sometimes the Gemara does this, sometimes the Gemara does that. But over here, it doesn't make sense. The Gemara says, no, we do it over here also. What's shot? Why do we do it over here? And that the Mepharshim explained that since it's the same case in the same Mishnah, to switch around the whole case would be messed up and therefore get us confused. And therefore, even though that normally we don't do Zuvain, we don't do Loizu Avzu and Zuvain Zarach, I think so. That's what we'll end over here.